Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I knew that I wouldn't.
That's the godfather of soul, late great James Brown, bringing us back. We're getting funky here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gene Siciliano is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. CFOForRent.com is his website. Finance for the Non-Financial Manager is his book, which I encourage you to find and keep handy. It will help you, I promise. Gene, thanks again for being here. Folks, we're talking about how to, especially if you're a baby boomer and you're thinking, this is one scenario that you could be doing what Gene's going to tell you about for. And so you're thinking about selling your business. You'd like to ride off into the sunset in the next 3 to 5 or so years, 10 years. And you need help getting the company to the point where you can maximize the value. So that means you need to get your key employees to help you. And Gene, you're recommending that we compensate, we actually create a compensation plan that motivates them, that encourages them to do things either from a profitability standpoint, from an efficiency standpoint, whatever, that makes the company have more value.
You bet. Absolutely. Well, let me give you an example from one of my clients. I have a client who has an internet-type company. It's a technology company. And he built the company from nothing to $20 million a year just through this software, which is a telephone-related international product. And he knew that his product had limited life. So he hired development people and incented them to build a better product, the next model, the Model 2, beyond that. And it took them 4 years to do that through all iterations. They launched that product, that second version, 6 months ago. And that month, the next month, his P&L looked like a disaster because he paid these people huge bonuses.
Right.
For the success of that product.
Right.
And his business continues to grow with now this new version of the product. And his people absolutely changed their lifestyle. And I think that's one of the things we should think about. Change their lifestyle as a result of helping him achieve this monumental bonus or monumental goal in his business. And
you're talking about the new compensation change their lifestyle.
Yes.
It was that much money.
But it was
all based on performance. It was,
that's right.
It was deliverables based, wasn't it?
And that means you got to have a clear idea what the deliverables are.
Right.
What the goals are. They got to be clearly defined.
If they had not accomplished those goals, and back to the leverage part, if they'd not been able to leverage the work fully, they would have made less money.
Substantially less.
Yeah.
In this case, that's right. Yeah. That idea of having a clear sense of what you want to achieve, which is about long-term planning, yeah, and then having your key people have that same clear understanding and have them have a clear understanding of their part in achieving that, boy, now you give them something to shoot for, and you give them the opportunity to really change their standard of living, perhaps, by getting to that. Two benefits. Number one, they want that carrot. So they work for that multi-year goal. And secondly, once you've helped them raise their standard of living, they're even more committed and devoted to you and your company.
And so how much did he reveal everything to these people? Did he tell them what all of his goals were? Were they privy to his all of his motivations?
In this case, they were, yes, because
yeah.
This wasn't about sell the company. It was
right,
about
right.
Make the company significantly better.
But if you were trying
new...
to sell the company, how would you handle that?
Well, that really depends on your management
team. Without creating fear.
Yeah, I think you've got to say to people, here's my goal. I'm going to, and you know, if you're 60 years old and you do not want to be working in your company or running your company when you pick up that first Social Security check at 65, people know you're not going to be around forever. So you've got to help them to understand how it's in their benefit to support you in getting out the door when the time comes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's got to be, it's got to speak to team. It's got to say, guys, women, you are my team. I want to tell you what we're going to do together and how it's going to benefit you. And really, the only reason people fear the owner of a business leaving is because they fear for their jobs.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing you could say, I mean, nobody has to know that you're thinking about selling a business because you might not. You might change your mind. But one of the things you could say is, guys, I want to make sure that we're not irrelevant in 5 years. Like that other guy you were talking about said, I know our product's going to go away. We need to build a new one. I want to make sure that we maintain our relevance, and I'm willing to compensate you for helping us get there above and beyond what you're making. Here are some extra goals. Here's some other things we want to do. If we accomplish this level, this is what you'll get paid. Now, as it turns out, that could wind up being as a result of selling the business, right? And they could be paid out of those proceeds.
Absolutely right. That's actually a very good strategy for getting them pointing toward making the business more valuable.
And of course, one thing, you know, at some point in time, if they're that high up in on your org chart, they're not stupid. So they see what's going on. And at some point in time, you have to say, well, guys, you know, I'm not going to live forever. You know, and so, you know, put the pieces of the puzzle together. And that's when you might actually be talking to them about buying your company, right?
You could, because that's a very, very common.
And that's another compensation plan, isn't it?
Well, deferred sometimes income. The two are connected.
Hold on to that thought. More to come after these messages with our good friend Gene Siciliano, CFO for Rent.com is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.